What up, Cockboy Nation? It's your best friend Gary Gabagool, and welcome to another episode of Highly Offensive Entertainment. Now, I just like the acronym HO, Highly Offensive Entertainment. That's, you know, I mean, do I even really say offensive shit? I hate motherfuckers that say offensive shit just to be offensive. Like, it's so fucking, I don't know, so cringy, and it's so fake, and like I think I said this on the first episode, you know, like back in the day, shit I said or say and how I talk has never been offensive. Like 10, 15 years ago, I was never offensive or anything like that. It's just the way I talk. Nobody fucking, oh, that's offensive. Like, it's just normal. But now, you can't even fucking say shit. Like, oh, you use too many curse words. Or, oh, you're not woke. And all this fucking crazy shit. Like, the world's fucking insane now. It's nuts. So, yeah, so I call it highly offensive entertainment. Because apparently, shit I say can be highly offensive. And everyone watching this, I guarantee, somewhere in their life, you know, they have offensive opinions and all this shit, but it's like normal. You know what I mean? Like, we're fucking normal. The problem is this woke fucking society we live in that's just fucking boom, gone insane. It's nuts. Like, even when I first started YouTube as, you know, doing the Pervert Pete character. Yeah, I did a character called Pervert Pete. That's where I got that silver play button on YouTube, which, thusly, they fucking terminated my channel, you know, because fucking it was too offensive. In 2014, wasn't offensive, blowing up, hundreds of new subscribers a day, no big deal. 2017 or 18, whatever that fucking rolled around, boom, all of a sudden, like, fucking, I got all these fucking strikes on my videos for my videos being offensive, and my channel got deleted. Like, it's fucking insane. Like, you can't go back. Like, that's what's fucked up. Like, my channel wasn't big enough to, like, you know, be like, you know, like, to, originally I got on John Scares, who's a YouTuber who did or who still does, like, you know, talks about YouTube shit. And, you know, I had to shut down my channel for personal reasons for a little bit. And, you know, that got news because it was, you know, abrupt and all this shit. But this, of course, my channel wasn't big enough to make any noise because a lot of bigger YouTubers were getting suspended and all that stuff. And totally understand. Like, I'm not complaining. I'm saying, like, this is the world we live in. Like, you know, like, just boom, gone, you know. But I just don't get how, like, even with celebrity tweets, like, how the fuck are people going back, and people being okay with this, like, going back to tweets or stuff people did when, in a time that it was okay, but now it's not okay. Like, all right, but you can't cancel people for, like, Archie Bunker, like, that's way before my time, but Archie Bunker is considered one of the greatest shows ever, right? But he was a racist and homophobe and, like, the worst person in the world, but he was funny. I don't hear people fucking crying about Archie Bunker, like, oh my god, this is fucking horrible and blah, blah, blah. I don't know, it's just so insane to me. Like, it's fine. You want to be more tolerable and all that. That, like, yeah, that's fucking great. Absolutely. But going after people for shit they said in a time when it was okay or did, like my Pervert Pete channel, like, it was fucking insane. Like, the shit I did wasn't controversial either. Like, I, you know, I hold up a fucking hot dog and say, I've ruined the joke already. I go, hey, girlies, you want to see my wiener? And I pull up a hot dog, ha, 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 and laughter ensues. And like, that shit got canceled. Like, fuck, man. It's so insane, the world we live in, man. You know? I just don't get it. Like, how are people not fucking fighting this? Like, I remember years ago, right, I mean, there's so many celebrities that got canceled for tweets they've made, but, like, Kevin Hart, he was gonna host the fucking Oscars or some shit, and some fucking Twitter jerk-off pulled up some tweets that he tweeted years ago, about some bullshit, and he fucking had to apologize, and he should have never apologized. You should not have to apologize for shit you say back when it was okay, especially if it's a joke. Like, if you're being racist or homophobic, whether it was back in the day or now, is completely wrong, absolutely. But if you're making a joke from back in the day when that joke was more than appropriate, you shouldn't have to fucking apologize for that. What kind of fucking shit is that? And why are people okay with that? Like, where are the people saying, like, no, that's fucking wrong? And that's what I want to talk about today, is something that's really fucked up that doesn't seem to be getting talked about a lot, is transgender women in sports. Transgenders, you know, whatever. Like, you want to fucking live your life and all that bullshit? Absolutely, it doesn't matter. But for a man to change into a girl and play in girls' sports is completely fucking lunacy. And people that are okay with this are fucking morons. You cannot, there's no disputing this. They are fucking morons. And like, a man is superior physically to a woman. That is undebatable. That is why there is men's sports and women's sports, right? I think Serena Williams, who is one of the best fucking tennis players, man or female, ever to exist. She's one of the best. Her and her sister Venus. I'm a big fucking women's tennis fan. I like both men and women's, but women's tennis, like, especially in the, like, 90s and shit, like, it was fucking, it was stacked, men and women's. But, yeah, she said if she was to play, I think, I don't want to misquote her, but I think she was to say if she was to play in men's, the men's, you know, fucking, what is it, the men's league or whatever, she would be ranked in the 200s. She fucking knows it. Like, it's, you know, it's just the way it is. Genetics. That's why you don't have female and male boxers or UFC fighters. If a female's going to get in the ring with a man, she's going to get her fucking head pulverized in an instant. It's just a fucking fact. Yes, there are exceptions, of course. Absolutely. But as a majority, see, that's what we don't talk about, is the majority. Like, why is the majority always fucking just overlooked? It's always, we have to look at the 0.001%. That's what matters. We have to change everything to accommodate the 0.001%. It's fucking lunacy. So, but that's why I want to, we're going to watch Hannity on Fox News, because, like, yeah, fucking Fox News is complete fucking garbage. Sean Hannity is a fucking, you know, he's pretty much an idiot, along with Tucker Carlson. But MSNBC, too, they're fucking, they're blowjob hacks for the Democrats. But he has on Caitlyn Jenner, who used to be Bruce Jenner, who won, you know, Olympic gold medals as a man. Let's just watch this. It's really, really interesting. Caitlyn Jenner is disappointed in the NCAA regarding UPenn swimmer Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas used to be a man, and now she, in swimming, she used to be a man, sucked as a man swimmer, so she changed her gender to a woman, and not only is she dominating women's fucking swimming, she is breaking all kinds of records. And she's not fucking alone. There are, all over the country, you hear about in high school and college, men transitioning to be a woman, playing women's sports and dominating women. Not just dominating, breaking all kinds of records. School records, fucking world records. It's lunacy. Why? Because they used to be a man. Physically, they're still a man physically. Like, it's just fucking lunacy. But let's just listen to Caitlyn Jenner, since she's an actual transgender woman. What does she have to say about this? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh God, such fucking lunacy, I swear to God.
City of Pennsylvania transgender swimmer Leah Thomas, whose continued participation in and dominance of women's swimming prompted the NCAA.
You know, hey, you know, just come on, man. That's all I got to say.
NCAA to issue a rule change. Now, following a vote last week, they agreed to, quote, take a, quote, sport-by-sport approach to transgender participation. Now, while deferring to the national governing body of each sport, in this case, the U.S. Swimming, for an official policy, now the NCAA deferring this policy, making only has led to more confusion. Many of these governing bodies have no official guideline at all. Meanwhile, her continued domination of the sport is sparking widespread outrage. Now, Piers Morgan, writing in the New York Post, calling the NCAA to, quote, stop this woke insanity now. The father of...
And just to reiterate, Piers Morgan is a woke blowjob hack. He blows fucking the woke community. Even he is saying how fucking insane this is. Like, the NCAA, first off, the NCAA fucking passing the buck and just putting it onto the fucking, we don't know. You gotta fucking go by individual sports. Bullshit. Individual sports. Like, what sport can a woman compete with a man? What sport? There is no, I can't think of, and I might be wrong. I'm not saying I'm fucking right, but I can't think of any sport where a woman competes with a man, except maybe NASCAR, but I don't consider that a sport, and I think most people don't consider that a sport. Well, whoa, I apologize to any NASCAR fans. I don't want to upset anyone, but, I mean, in a physical sense. But, I mean, shit, even that one girl, what's her name? She was kind of hot. Like, everyone made her out to be, like, the hottest fucking girl in the world, but she, I forget her name, but she was in NASCAR, and she sucked. Like, she never won a race. Like, she wasn't any good either. So, like, you know, it's not like, not like she was doing anything, you know. But I can't think of any other sport where both genders compete against each other, you know.
Of another Penn swimmer lamenting, quote, in an anonymous interview with Fox News, that her teammates are realizing they'll never have a chance at winning the podium so long as she continues to compete, given the physical disadvantages that they face. But this woke ideology doesn't stop with athletics, as we're now learning tonight. Chicago public school teachers are now being forced to undergo training in which they were told that sex is a social construct, not rooted in biology. Now, Olympic gold medalist and former California gubernator.
I want to hear what Caitlin has to say. Look at that face. Like, that face says it all right there. How the fuck? Who is approving this shit? Not just approving it. Who is like, yeah, this all makes sense. What? What? Because some fucking 20-year-olds are telling you that this is how it is? Like, the fucking, the ones that are supposed to be teaching these kids are saying, you know, like, oh, I guess you're right. It's just a social construct. Fucking insanity.
Editorial candidate Caitlin Jenner, Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce, join us for reaction. Caitlin, I noticed in the Piers article, you were quoted as saying some really interesting things to me. And we've known each other for a long time. And you said the NCAA is kicking the can down the road. In the case of Leah Thomas, she said, you don't care about her testosterone levels now for the last year or two, but you care about it for the first 16 or 17 years of her life. And you even mentioned that you wouldn't play in a woman's all-women's golf tournament because you can still outdrive all girls by 100 yards and you have no testosterone. I know you...
Caitlyn Jenner fucking said that. Like, Caitlyn Jenner... Like, you know, like, Caitlyn Jenner's pretty fucking wacky. She has some wacky ideas. But even she's like, I could fucking dominate these bitches. And I'm a bitch myself. And I will dominate them because I used to have a dick. Yeah, and, like, fucking why? I just don't understand it. I need someone to explain it to me. Like, how are people just okay with this? Like, okay. Even, you know, she thinks she's a woman now, or he thinks he's a woman now, so he should play sports with women. Like, that, it's just that simple? I don't think it is.
You've taken heat for saying that. Explain.
Well, I've been pretty consistent, Sean, from the beginning. I've said that biological boys should not play in women's sports. It is just not fair. We have to protect women's sports from something like this.
Isn't it like shouldn't that be like, how are women not coming out against this shit? Like, what, are they afraid of getting canceled? Because that's lunacy. Like, everything Caitlyn just said is fucking normal. Like, yes. Like, why are people, like, women, like, it used to be, you know, women were fucking discriminated against. And, like, we have to do everything to, you know, uplift women and protect women. And now it's like nobody gives a shit. They're like, eh, fuck them. Let the men fucking dominate them in their own sport. What the fuck? Like,
Leah Thomas, first of all, I respect her right to live her life authentically. Yes. Suffering from gender dysphoria is a horrible lifelong struggle, and every story is different. Let me tell you, Sean, I know that one. And I respect her right to do that. But with that comes some responsibility and integrity in what you're doing. And I don't know why she's doing it. We live in this woke world right now that's driving me crazy. I feel sorry for the girls on the Penn team because they have to be so woke and say, oh, this is great. We're down deep inside.
Yeah. Oh, this is so great. This is so great for us. But we will never have a win under our belt. They will never fucking, some of them are probably, you know, they were some of the best fucking swimmers coming out of high school. And fucking, now they have no fucking chance because this dude wants to die. And I heard, I don't know if this is true, but wait, it is true in some sense. I'm going to butcher the fucking story, but real quick. There was a guy weightlifter or something, and he just sucked in the men's fucking league. So he changed his gender just so he could dominate the women and have wins under his belt so he can, you know, go on to his career. I mean, it's fucking lunacy.
They're saying this is wrong. And a couple of them anonymously, because they can't come out, and parents have now come out, but they have to do it anonymously and say this is wrong. And it is wrong. And I'm very disappointed in the NCAA. They did kick the can down the road. But we have to deal with this issue. We have to protect women's sports. They've worked so hard for equality. Look at Title IX. For years, they got that and finally got it through. I love women's sports. We have to protect it.
Like, that's the same fucking line they, you know, people were talking about, like, back in the fucking day. And I'm just fucking baffled by this. I am completely baffled. We're talking about, and, you know, trans, I have no problem with transgender people or anything like that. Like, I'm sure the majority of people don't. Who gives a shit? It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't affect your own life. Who cares? But when you have men dominating women, and we're talking in the physical sense, we're not talking about mentally and all that shit, we're talking about in the physical sense. Like, there's, you can't debate this. This isn't, I don't even know how this is a debatable subject. Like, transgender, and, you know, what do you do? What's the answer? You know, like, people say, oh, well, what's your fucking answer then? I don't have an answer, but they can't fucking, you can't have men competing with women. Women are going to suffer. Like, what happened to people fucking protecting women? Nobody gives a shit about women anymore. It's all about transgenders and all these fucking fake genders. You know, I'm a fucking, fuck, man. It's insanity. You know, and you can't say shit about that either. Like, nah, you can't say they're fake genders. You can't disrespect someone's genders. You got to use their proper pronouns. Like, it's fucking, get the fuck out of here with your pronouns. Dude, I don't fucking care about your pronouns. Most people don't care about your pronouns. Why are we talking about people's fucking pronouns? You must address me like this. Who's thinking about how you address people? Like, you're a person. Like, just what happened to the mutual respect? Like, can't we just have mutual respect? Like, you don't have to call, I don't give a fuck. Don't call me a him or her or he. What, like, dude, just fucking, like, just talk to me. Like, why do we have to know what gender you are, by the way, too? Like, it's so fucking, like, woke, like, this woke community bullshit is like, it's all about me. Everybody must know my gender. I have to, everyone must know my gender. Nobody gives a shit about your gender. I'm sure, like, in the 90s, there was, you know, people that, you know, they thought of themselves, like, you know, they had, like, of course, there was trans people and everything, too, but, like, I'm sure people, like, felt out of place and didn't feel like their own, you know, like, I really don't feel like a guy, or I really don't feel like a girl, I don't know what it is, but they didn't go around, and they just accepted it. They didn't fucking go around, like, hey, excuse me, you're gonna have to refer to me by my proper gender. Like, dude, nobody gives a shit about your gender. Fucking, why is this an issue? Like, and I know exactly why it's an issue, because everyone has to feel special. That's the world we live in. You have to feel special. It's all about me. Hello, Twitter. Everybody read my tweet. I am now a fucking, you know, whatever. What? I am now demisexual. Like, you know, you got the, it's fucking insanity. Like, it makes me go crazy. Like, why are people okay with this? Why do we have to hear about your gender? Or, you know, you must use my proper pronouns. My proper pronouns, everybody. Everybody, use my proper pronouns and my proper gender. Like, why is this even a conversation? In what fucking conversational, like, in life, where do you, besides Twitter, I'm not talking about social media, but even social media, where do you have conversations in your life or interactions in your life where you have to, where your gender comes up? Your gender shouldn't come up. I'm completely fucking baffled by this, and I'm completely baffled that more people don't fucking, you know, fucking speak. Like, dude, like, enough with this already. The woke community, the majority of people that actually care about, you know, being woke and all that bullshit, and, you know, proper genders and fucking proper pronouns and all that bullshit, is a small minority of people. But a lot of the majority of people are going along with it because they're afraid of, you know, getting canceled and all this shit. I guarantee if the people that actually fucking, you know, the majority of people will fucking stomp on this shit. But everyone's afraid of not saying anything because, you know, you say something, you're going to get canceled. You know, it's fucking bullshit. I'm sorry, I went on a tangent there.
Yeah, and by the way, Piers Morgan was saying, you know, I want nothing but tolerance, fairness, equality for all transgender people. People wouldn't go through the lengthy physical, emotional turmoil if they didn't genuinely feel they were trapped in the wrong body and sexuality. I mean, Tammy, I think, you know, that's a pretty thoughtful column. He'll probably be attacked for it, but he's saying straight up that pretty much what Caitlin's saying.
You booked a sunny Verbo.
Oh, come on. Really? A fucking
ski chalet with endless views of snow-covered peaks.
Yeah, well, a lot of us have been attacked from both sides of the aisles for a number of different reasons, but you know what changes it is when someone like Caitlyn Jenner stands up for what's right, because that's what this is about. It has really nothing to do with transgenderism at all. This is about fair play. It's about decency. It's about being fair with your fellow competitors or with your neighbors. This is about the nature of doing what's right in the midst of whatever your work is, and if that's going to give you an advantage. And you...
Yes, yes, and yes. Why? Like, that's what it's about. Like, why? Like, everyone's making it about, you know, being transgender. You have to include the transgender people. Like, no, you don't. No, you don't. If they want to participate in a sport that they're biologically they shouldn't be, then they need their own fucking league. There should be a transgender fucking league, you know, in every fucking sport where the transgenders can fucking play. You know, like, you don't want, because, like, it just, you can't have it both ways. You know what I mean? Like, you just can't. And they're trying to. And it's absurd. And she's 100% right. It's about fucking fair play. Women are getting fucking dominated by men. And nobody fucking says a word because, you know, it's about transgenderism. It's about the transgender movement. And, you know, you can't talk bad about transgender people because you'll get canceled, because that's what they'll make it about. It's fucking nonsense.
You must know, and I don't know Leah, I'm sure she's a wonderful woman. At the same time, she knows every single meet that it is not an even playing field. She knows it every single time she blows out women's records, every moment. And that is what we're talking about here. So there.
Exactly. She knows exactly what she's doing. Like, there's no fucking doubt about that. She knows she is going to fucking dominate these bitches. She's probably in the fucking, you know, in the back room like, oh, shit. Tonight, I'm fucking dominating these bitches. These bitches ain't got shit on me. And she's right. She's fucking right. And because they're allowing her to do it, you can't really blame her. But morally, she's a piece of shit. 100% piece of shit. Oh, but you can't say that because she's transgender, right? Bullshit. She's a piece of shit. She's fucking dominating women. And people, like, that's why it fucking baffles me. Like, people are okay with this. She is a man, physically. She is physically beating women. Physically beating women. A man physically beating woman or women. You, like, in any other circumstance, you say that, people are all over that. Holy shit, protect these women, goddammit. But no, because they're transgender, nope, can't say shit. And it's fucking bullshit. It's insanity. She is beating women. She is fucking beating women and leaving them in the dust. Like, it's fucking, it's insane. And she's a piece of shit for doing it because she knows exactly what she's doing. I mean, shit, Caitlyn Jenner, I guarantee she loves fucking, she loves golf. She fucking, I guarantee she fucking loves that shit. But she won't fucking play with, you know, women because she knows she'll fucking dominate them. And it's not fucking fair. That makes Caitlyn a pretty good person. Sure, she fucking, I think she killed someone in some kind of car accident or something, you know. But hey, everyone makes mistakes apparently because, you know, she hasn't gotten canceled for that. But maybe that's because she's transgender. I don't know. You know, but, you know, in this instance, Caitlyn Jenner is a good person, I have to say.
There's a small section of bullies who want no one to speak about this, but I can tell you, as Caitlyn has refused to participate in certain women's sports because she knows of her physical difference and her the ability to do better because of that physical difference, having grown as a boy and then as a male. And now we know, I've got several transgender friends who also agree that this is outrageous. We also don't know of those athletes who have refused to do this because they don't make the news. So I just want to tell everyone why.
And that's a great fucking point. Those are the fucking transgender people or transgender women that, you know, should be fucking praised and held to fucking high regard. You know, they won't even fucking participate because they know they will fucking dominate the women. You know, they want to be a woman so bad. Like, you know, like, that's a fucking, those are good people. But nobody gives a shit, you know, because you can't tweet about that. That's not going to get you fucking retweets and likes and shit, you know. But know what will? Fucking Leah Thomas, who's dominating women in fucking swimming. Ah, good for her. She's a transgender woman. We should hold to high regards. Get the fuck. She's a piece of shit. She's a piece of fucking shit for doing that. And this lady, she said, you know, Leah Thomas might be a good person. She ain't a good person. She knows exactly what she's doing. She, this, you know, like, she knows exactly, well, that's not a good person. You know, she's fucking dominating her own teammates. Her teammates probably, oh my God, imagine that locker room. Holy shit. Like, that locker room must be so fucking tense. Those girls must fucking hate her. They must be, oh my, I can't imagine. They must fucking hate her. That's got to be so awkward. Ugh.
Watching that this is not about the transgender community. This is not universally what is wanted. In fact, it harms the nature and the argument about who people are in general. Let me tell you, if someone's going to be unfair as a transgender woman, they're going to be unfair as the man that they were. They're going to be unfair as a person. That's why this is about the individual. And even after 17 years with this network, I have to say this every now and then, Sean, is that as a gay woman, I understand the difference of living a different life. And it is about respecting the community and making decisions that's best in general for the people that you're with.
Well, then I can ask both of you the same question. Generally speaking, Caitlin, How many times do you find yourself running into bigoted people? Or Tammy, same question. We'll go with Caitlin first.
Well, to be honest with you, you get that. I never get that to my face.
I was just going to say, I guarantee nobody fucking says shit to her face. It's always behind her back, if anything, you know, and everybody has their jokes. And fucking props to fucking Caitlyn. She was on that fucking roast. I forget whose roast it was, but I mean, fuck, she fucking makes fun of herself. She has her wacky ideas, sure, but like, fuck, man, like, she can make fun of herself and make, you know, like, for as wacky as she is, she's pretty fucking normal, I have to say. I mean, she has some fucking normal thoughts here.
To my face, people are so nice. They're
right.
Great. They're wonderful.
By the way, they're nice to me, too, and to my face. Then I walk away and I hear it in the background.
To my face.
Yeah.
And then you go online and check comments, which I don't do very often, but sometimes it's fun, kind of fun. But first of all, I can take a lot of heat. I'm kind of used to it, Sean. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, a lot of those comments that people make with nobody around, I don't know if they really believe that kind of stuff. They may, but that's okay. I mean, honestly, I can take it. I'm about, you know, Sean, I'm a patriot. I love this country. I love our freedoms, you know, and I love the trans community. But we have to do what's fair, and we have to do what's right. Yeah. So, you know, Leah Thomas grew up as a biological boy. A couple of years ago, was on the male swim team. A couple of years of, you know, hormones and testosterone depressants doesn't change a lot of things. You know, hands are big, cardiovascular system big. You see pictures, her back is huge. She can run, I mean, she can swim really fast, and it's just not all fair.
Right.
It's not
Tammy,
fair.
We'll give you the last
word. I want to make sure.
Has to really look into this.
Tammy, we have about 45 seconds.
I want to make sure. Yep. I want to make sure that Caitlin knows and everyone else knows the importance of standing up for what you believe in, as the parents are, because we must make a turn here. Transgenders, gay people, others must stand up and must hear honest opinions about this, that it does no good for the community to be bullies or to not speak the truth about the nature of what's going on. I want to thank Caitlin for being a great role model. And
oh, shit, I fucking hit the mute button on my goddamn mic. What a fucking moron I am. What the fuck was I saying? It's just insanity. I mean, where, like, everyone's so worried about getting canceled. And rightfully so, man. You can't say shit. You know, like, what's your voice? Your voice, like, social media-wise, like, what's your voice? Your voice is, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all that bullshit. And you say certain things, you're gonna get fucking kicked off and shit. I've gotten suspended, like, I've gotten permanently suspended on Twitter. I cannot go on Twitter. I've tried making Twitter accounts, and it always, I don't know, I guess my IP is fucking blocked on Twitter or flagged or some shit, because every time it says I'm trying to evade fucking evade suspension. And I got suspended for, you know, fighting with someone about some bullshit that they were spewing. I think it was circumcisions. That's a whole other subject, is these circumcision people on Twitter. I fucking love them. They fight for kids, you know. They're fucking bullshitters. They're fucking hacks. In fact, I got suspended on Twitter for saying that exact fucking fact. Someone was like, you have these, they call themselves activists, you know, that they're fighting for people. And I called them out on that. I was like, you really think, because what these circumcision fucks do is they go on Twitter and harass mothers that, you know, are just taught, like, not fucking flaunting what they do or flaunting that they circumcised their son or anything like that, but just, like, discussing it or saying that they circumcised their kids. These pieces of shit circumcision people go after these mothers and attack them. Not just attack them, they fucking, they dox them. They're just straight up pieces of shit. And I called one of these motherfuckers out on that shit. I said, do you really consider yourself an activist for attacking moms on Twitter? You think you're doing something? You ain't doing shit. You're a fucking phony. And that's the truth. They're not doing anything. They're on Twitter. You think tweeting that, you know, this woman who circumcised her kid is a scumbag and is harming her son, and okay, that's your opinion. Your opinion's fucking retarded, but okay, that's your opinion. But then they go the extra mile to fucking, you know, talk all this shit against them and get other circumcision people to attack these mothers on Twitter. It's fucking insanity. And, you know, that's not, I love Twitter activists. They're the fakest fucking people in the world. They just go on Twitter tweeting shit. And you're a Twitter activist. You don't do shit. You're tweeting. You're a tweeter. I think I said that in a fucking video or something. But yeah, I got suspended, permanently suspended on Twitter for that shit. But you can't see, that's why these woke people are just going buck wild now, is because they can. Because nobody's calling them out. People are too afraid to fucking get their accounts suspended and all that shit. Because you can't talk, you know, like that's, oh no, you can't say that. It's just fucking insanity. I just don't get why people are okay with this. You know, I'm not okay with it, but, you know, I used to get fucking crazy and shit. Like, on social media, I used to go fucking ape shit, you know? Just fighting with people about this shit. But there's nothing, you know, finally I realized, you know what? Like, there's nothing you can do. This bullshit is out of control. And, of course, you got these people, you know, fight, like Caitlyn fucking, you know, fighting for this, the college stuff, and it should go way beyond college, because like it's happening in high school. Like, this transgender bullshit in sports is severely harming women. Like, how do people not see this? I'm not some fucking women crusader or some shit, but like, how many fucking females are, you know, like having their high school careers destroyed, having their college scholarships like wiped out? Like, they were probably like, I guarantee there's some girls out there that were having were on their way to get a fucking college scholarship, and some dude decided, you know what, I can fucking dominate the girl. I suck, let's just pick a sport. I put myself on the spot. Baseball, right? Sucks at baseball. This dude, let's call him Jimmy. Jimmy fucking jerk off Jimmy. So jerk off Jimmy sucks at baseball. He can't fucking hit shit. He can't fucking catch. He can't pitch. He can't do a fucking thing. He's like, you know what though? I can beat some bitches. So he changes his gender, joins the fucking women's softball team, and is dominating the fucking high school fucking circuit. Like, he's the number one prospect now. Meanwhile, fucking, let's pick Katie. Katie was on her way to be the fucking, you know, she was the best pitcher on the team, and she was getting a fucking scholarship and shit. And then fucking jerk off Jimmy comes in, and he's the number one guy or girl. I'm sorry. God damn it. How dare I? Jerk off Jimmy is the number one girl pitcher now in the fucking state. And fucking Katie's fucking getting depressed and shit because, you know, fucking Jimmy comes along and is fucking dominating and shit, and she can't fucking score anything. And fucking next thing you know, Katie's killing herself. Meanwhile, jerk off Jimmy is fucking, you know, the best woman's fucking baseball player on earth. You know, like, fuck, it's fucking insane. Of course, that's a fucking stretch, but I guarantee there's girls out there that are fucking, you know, probably committing suicide. You know, fucking definitely getting hardcore depressed. Definitely, without a doubt, fucking losing scholarships over this shit, because now colleges, if they're fucking accepting these transgender fucks that are dominating women's sports, they gotta fucking take them. Right? They have to. They want to fucking win. College sports is all about money. So they don't give a fuck about your wokeness or anything like that. If that motherfucker can win us some fucking games, they're fucking, they're giving them a scholarship. No doubt, you know? I can't imagine how many women are getting fucked over and nobody gives a shit. And everyone's just like, fuck them. You know, fuck them. It's fucking insanity. I can't even fucking believe it, you know? But it's funny. It's funny, though, how there's relatively no women that are transitioning to men that are dominating any kind of men's sports. Huh. I wonder why. Oh, I just wonder why, you know? Like, get the fuck out of here, fake-ass wokeness bullshit. It's fucking insanity. I just can't believe it. Can any of you believe it? I don't know. But later tonight, I probably next episode we'll have I'm interviewing another cam girl. Her name is Dripping Wet Goddess, who you can see on Chatterbait. Just fucking look her up, Dripping Wet Goddess on Twitter. Yeah, she'll be my next guest in the next episode. But yeah, I just had to get that off my chest about you know, transgenders and women's sports, because it's just so fucking insane to me. And it should fucking, like, doesn't it click to anyone, like oh, okay, these transgenders are dominating women's sports. Oh, how are the transgenders doing in men's sports? You know, like, how are they doing? Let's see. Like, I guarantee you, I don't even want to get into it because it's just going to piss me off. I guarantee you, there might be a few that, you know, are doing okay. Sure. But I guarantee the majority of them, and I guarantee, I will fucking bet my goddamn, I will bet my whole nutsack on it that there is not very many of them, if any at all. Like, because why would they do that? Why? I mean, I'm sure there are some, and it's probably because legitimately, like, they're like, hey, I'm a guy now, I should participate in, you know, guy sports. And they probably suck, and you know, it's just, I mean, look at the WNBA and NBA. The WNBA is losing money. Why is it losing money? Because it sucks. It's not fun to watch. There are tons of montage videos that on YouTube that will show you why it sucks. And I cannot stand, when the WNBA first came out in 1997, I was a huge supporter of it. I thought that was awesome because, you know, I was a huge fan of the U.S. Olympic team. I'm a big basketball fan, you know, at Rebecca Lobo and fucking put myself on the spot again, but you know, Lisa Leslie and all them, Sue Bird, you know, all them, I was like oh shit, this is gonna be fucking awesome. Cheryl Swoops, like, this should be cool, you know. And I watched the first season, I tried fucking, and it just, you know, it's just bad. It's just not a fun game to watch. You know, it's just not. And that's just a fact. And that's a whole other thing. Like, a while back, I think it was a big thing. WNBA, the players were like, why are we not getting paid as much as men? We deserve higher salaries. For what? What do you deserve higher salaries for? You suck. You. It's not a fun game to watch. You know, like, it is not at all a fun game to watch. You know, they can't shoot. Like, you would think they would dominate shooting. Like, they would be fucking, you know, like, the league average of shooting threes, even. Just shooting threes would be, like, fucking, you know, 62%, you know? Fucking, and a regular field goal would probably be, like, 80%. Like, you would think they'd be dominating in shooting since they can't fucking dunk because they're shorter, a lot shorter, and got no ups, you know? But, nope. They fucking suck at shooting. It is a horrible game to watch. It is not fun. And they deserve the same amount, the same money that fucking LeBron James makes. You fucking name, like, just name three. Name one. How many people can name one WNBA player? I guarantee everyone on earth can name at least one, probably five NBA players. You know what I mean? Like, it's a huge difference. Nobody, it's a horrible sport, WNBA. Women's basketball is a horrible sport. It's not fun to watch. It's not good at all. It's just garbage. And they deserve fucking equal pay to men. Like, that's, no. It's not a good sport. Like, you know, it's just not. But it's fucking, you know, we just live in an insane world, you know? And I just had to get that shit off my chest because it's crazy. It's crazy. And I think I just proved that I'm not some fucking, you know, I'm not just some woman crusader because I just shit all over the WNBA. But it's really, I mean, honestly, it's a bad fucking sport. I just wish people would fucking talk about this trans thing. Like, you know, like, what about getting them, like, shouldn't that be the answer? Like, or there's not enough of them. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I would love to see an answer because, you know what? Transgender sports might actually be pretty fucking good because they're physically, they're men, but they're women, right? So, like, it might be good. I would love to see fucking transgender tennis players, you know? I mean, God, oh my God, if that ever happens, a transgender woman in women's tennis, they will destroy every record ever created in probably two or three fucking seasons. Like, it's just fucking, it would be fucking insanity. But yeah, I'd love to see a transgender fucking, you know, transgender sports leagues or, you know, I don't know. I guess there's not enough yet, but maybe one day. I guarantee, that's another thing. I'm guaranteeing a lot of shit today. But yeah, I bet you we'll see transgender leagues eventually. Maybe not in our lifetime. Maybe in our lifetime. Who knows? But it'll probably happen, you know? And it rightfully should happen because women are getting fucked over hardcore. It's fun, and, you know, everyone's okay with it. Nah, too bad, you know. Nobody's even saying too bad. Nobody cares. Like, nobody gives a shit, you know, except for a select few. And it's fucking insanity. I hope someone fucking, you know, I don't know who it would be that would come out. Because, you know, Caitlyn Jenner, you would think is a big fucking, you know, like, I guess because of all the insane shit she used to say or do or whatever, like, nobody's taking her seriously. It's like, what the fuck is this nut job talking about, right? I don't know. I don't know who it's going to take, you know, to make some change or shed some fucking light on this shit, you know? I know Joe Rogan's talked about it. He has a whole controversy with the Spotify shit, and that's a whole fucking other subject. That is hardcore insane. I don't even know how people are fucking, like, just real quick about the Joe Rogan situation. You know, he's on Spotify, and Neil Young, who nobody fucking cares about or knows. Neil Young, who else? Jody Mitchell or Joni Mitchell. This is another nobody. A bunch of nobodies are pulling their music off of Spotify because they want Joe Rogan deplatformed. They want him canceled because he's quote-unquote spreading misinformation, which is complete bullshit. If anyone listened to Joe Rogan and knows Joe Rogan's show, like, he listens. He hears. He's one of the only, I guess, celebrities, like, he's in a very small class of celebrities that will say, oh shit, you know what, I was wrong, or you know what, I was wrong on that. He has no problem saying that. And, like, you know, like normal people do, you know, like, oh shit, like, if someone teaches me something or if I'm wrong about something, I'm the fucking first to admit it. Hey, I was fucking wrong, you know. You know, like, we make mistakes, we're human, but, you know, the majority of people, or celebrities and upper echelon people, you know, that are phony and fake, you know, they will go to their grave on the dumbest fucking premise or shit that they've said. Joe Rogan isn't like that. Joe Rogan fucking, you know, he has on his show, he has diverse people, he has different kinds of people and shit, and the one person that these people are saying that he had on that, you know, spreading first off, the misinformation shit is complete bullshit. It was, you know, what was misinformation last year is now accepted fucking, you know, like, common knowledge type of shit. You know what I mean? Like, the term misinformation is such bullshit. But really, what's bullshit is this whole Spotify movement is 100% bullshit. The number is 19, they just did a user thing, 19% of users on Spotify say they are canceling Spotify because of the Joe Rogan situation. And all of that is bullshit. Neil Young is a bullshitter. Joni Mitchell, bullshitter. Anyone else that is pulling their music because of Joe Rogan spreading misinformation is bullshit. These motherfuckers were looking for an excuse to pull their music from Spotify and make a big deal about it. Spotify has the worst royalty rights or deals out of all the streaming platforms. That's a fucking known fact. And for them to like, Neil Young knew they weren't going to fucking cancel Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, they gave Joe Rogan $100 million. Not only that, but he brings in 11 million viewers to every single show. How many do you bring in, Neil Young? This isn't 1962. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here. You're going to, oh, you got to pick Joe Rogan or me? Who the fuck, what kind of brass balls do you have to say, you got to pick Joe Rogan, who 11 million people listen to every single episode, or me, who was, the last time I was hot was in 1962. Who the fuck is Neil Young? I don't even, like, I know the name, I know he did music, but point is, who the fuck cares about Neil Young? Everyone that's pulling their music off of Spotify right now is doing so for their own selfish reasons. It's complete garbage. Joe Rogan doesn't spread misinformation. And he even said in his fucking statement, he's like, maybe I should have some, you know, like when I have someone that has this point of view, I should have someone that has the opposite point of view on one of my next episodes. There is not a motherfucking celebrity or podcast host or TV host or anything like that that fucking does that or even contemplated that or said that in public. Joe Rogan did. Like, and you're trying, this is the person you want to fucking cancel? The person that said, like, go to fucking Fox News or MSNBC. Do you think they're having opposing views? Oh, like, we're going to have this guy on about, you know, fucking gay rights. And then the opposite guy on the next episode. No, that doesn't fucking happen. It's fucking insanity. But it's all bullshit because I guarantee Neil Young and fucking all these people are only pulling their music off because it's a great fucking opportunity for them to get some fucking recognition and get some fucking, you know, get some attention to their fucking washed up names, you know? Because they don't make no money on Spotify anyway. It's not like they're fucking, like, it's all about money. Everything is about money. Why, you really want Joe Rogan canceled because he's spreading misinformation? Do you even know what fucking misinformation is? Obviously not there, Neil Young. You're not so young anymore because you're a fucking moron. And these other people, I don't even want to say their fucking names because I don't even know their names. Like, they're fucking, like, they're nobodies. Like, people that fucking, you know, nobody's heard of in the past, what, 20 years? Joni Mitchell. Is that, I think it's Joni Mitchell. I think I read that right. Who the fuck is Joni Mitchell? I don't know. You know? But yeah, 19% of users are canceling Spotify because of Joe Rogan. I highly doubt that. And the ones that actually are just sheep. They're just sheep that are following. They're like, huh? Oh, Joe Rogan spreading misinformation? Oh, I'm canceling Spotify. Duh! Really, we want to fucking put some credibility to those kind of people that just fucking, you know, they just hear something and like, okay. I mean, that shit happens all the time on social media, though. You know, how much does that fucking happen? You know, someone tweets something, it catches a little fucking, you know, little retweet wave, and everyone's like, oh, this is a fact? This is true? Joe Rogan spreading misinformation? Must be true. Look at how many fucking retweets it has. Like, nobody does fucking their own independent research. I love Google. I love doing independent research, you know? And sometimes I don't and I get it wrong, but, you know, a lot of times I do and I fucking, you know, and you find out, like, it's fucking bullshit. Like, such bullshit. You know, but that whole Joe Rogan thing is just, and nobody's, and I haven't seen, you know, people defending Joe Rogan, which is fucking bonkers to me. Like, how the fuck, like, he's, like, out of all the people to, you know, to cancel, like, Joe Rogan, who is so open-minded and pretty much just having discussions. He has no agenda. That's the other thing. Joe Rogan has no fucking agenda. It's not like he's MSNBC or Fox News or Alex Jones or, you know, or fucking Ben Shapiro or, you know, he has zero agenda, you know? And he's the one you want to fucking cancel? Like, get the fuck over yourselves, like, you know? And it has, and on top of that, it has nothing to do with spreading, you know, the what they say is the actual fucking topic of spreading misinformation. You know, you don't even know what that means. Like, you know, like what misinformation there, you know, it's so, that's such a broad fucking term, misinformation. He's not even spreading anything. He's having discussions. Like, you can't, and that, you know, that's part of the woke culture. Like, if you're not talking about what I want you to talk about, then you're wrong and should be canceled, you know? And that's the whole fucking woke ideology. That's woke ideology right there, you know? You must use my pronouns. You must use my, my gender. You gotta call me by my gender, you know? You don't fucking talk about what I want to talk about, so you're canceled. Like, that's all, it's all about, it's me. It's all about me. It's fucking insane, you know? I just don't get it. Someone explain it to me. I gotta have a guest on that can explain all this to me, definitely. I will fucking, you know what, absolutely, that would be a great, I want to have that discussion. You know, I need someone to explain. I'm going to find someone that can explain this shit to me. So look out for that episode. But yeah, like I said, next week will be Dripping Wet Goddess. You can find her on Twitter and Chatterbait. We'll talk to her next week. That should be fun. Yeah, she's a Chatterbait model, whatever you want to call her. She's on Chatterbait. And, you know, she's shit, I don't even know. She's older, you know. I think she's like in her 50s, which, and you know, she looks good too. I'm not gonna fucking, you know, she looks good for her age. Or ooh, shouldn't say that. That's not fucking respectable. She looks good for her age. Like, no, she looks good. You know? Fuck. But yeah, I can't wait to talk to her. I guess last episode the first episode that came out was Lavender Liv. So I hope you enjoyed that episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to be a guest on the show, fucking hit me up on any of those motherfucking shits that are on the side. Where is it? The side over here? You know, any of them. Fucking, I got notifications or some shit that goes to my email and all that good shit, you know? Yeah. So we'll talk to DWG next week. And hope you enjoy the episode. And if you have any ideas or you want to talk about something, or like I said, you want to be a guest, I'll have anyone on. I mean, let's have a fucking discussion about nonsense and not just like serious topics. This was just something I just had to get off my chest, but I definitely want to do a show on Karens because I am fascinated by Karens. Karens are, they are the funnest fucking people. I shouldn't say they're the funnest because clearly they're not fun, but I mean the funnest to fucking watch in action. Like, they, oh my God, I love Karens. If we didn't have Karens, you know, like, I'd lose a lot of fucking, I'd fucking gain a lot of sleep because I watch fucking Karen TikToks like crazy. Don't get me started on TikTok. That's a whole other thing. TikTok is fucking addicting. Oh my God. So I'm going to go watch some TikToks and you should too. And follow me on TikTok, I guess. I'll post some shit on there and all those things. So that's it. I guess I'll see you guys next week. Assalamu alaikum.